92.5.
Home of the Roz and Mocha Show.
Celebrating mornings for 15 years.
So the Taylor Swift merch store is now open down at Rogers Center. Will be open every single day for the duration of Taylor Swift being here. Thousands, it looked like to me, at least what I saw in the news, thousands of people showed up all day yesterday from when the store opened at 10 o'clock. Dan Mori was down there talking to fans. Before we play exactly what fans are saying, can you describe the store, Dan Mori? Did you go in?
No, so I didn't go in, but fans shared their videos with me. So there's like a table, behind the table is like this big sort of banner.
Yeah.
And it has pictures of all the different merchandise with a big number next to it. So you just sort of stand there and you're like, can I see a large and number 11?
It's like ordering at Burger King?
Yeah, yeah. Can I combo 10 and 9, please?
Yeah.
There's no bag, so people are like sort of walking out carrying. It looks like they're carrying laundry.
So what if you like, I don't know, like what if you want to try on a size?
You could, they'll give you it. You can look at it.
Oh, okay. You try it on.
But it's not a store in the sense that like you can't walk around and hold a shirt up or anything like that.
Yeah,
like,
there's no stacks of shirts for you to help yourself.
Is there a time limit set? Because we had asked this question yesterday.
I asked that there and they said no.
Oh, so you can go in and just like browse all
but
that you
want. There's nothing to, like, I can't imagine spending tons of time in there. You're looking at a poster.
Yeah.
So it's like the pictures of all the shirts on the wall, and then you're like, that one, I guess?
Yeah, I'll take this one here, or I'll take that one there. And there's three, Mocha mentioned, there's three different stores. So you just go to whichever one has a shorter line.
Oh, okay. But all the stores have the same thing?
Yep.
Cool. Damon Mori outside Rogers Center talking to T-Swift fans.
You just left the store!
Yes, it was so amazing. The vibes in there were so electric. Everybody was filled with adrenaline, and it was super, super exciting. You know, getting to the front of the line, your heart's pounding. You're so excited. You don't know, you have a list because you know you're just going to black out when you go to buy things.
Oh my God.
I have that reaction before I go to any store and spend money.
Yeah, it was really, really cool, and everything was listed up there, and like, you go and you're like, oh, do I want this? Do I want this? And it's like once in a lifetime opportunity. You got to just get it.
How much money were you allowed to spend and how much did you spend?
I spent $600, but that was divided between me and my roommate.
What are you not able to spend money on this week because you did that?
Well, I just got groceries. So I think I just won't spend money on anything now for the next week until I get paid on Friday.
Talk to me about a few of the items that you bought. What did you buy here?
Okay, I got this black hoodie. It has all of the cities and dates on it. And then, you know, her poster kind of vibe in the front. We've got the blue crew neck, which is super popular. Everybody loves it. I think it's only Toronto, that blue one. And it also has the cities and everything on the back.
Are you going to be wearing any of the merch to the show?
No, I'm actually wearing the You Belong With Me pajamas. So it's just Junior Jewel. So got to be comfy and warm because it's going to be November. Very cold. But yeah, I've been planning it since I got tickets. I knew exactly what I wanted to wear.
You're like carrying an entire mountain of clothing. What's going on here?
So we had to pick up a few extra hoodies for some friends that are coming in later this week. So, yeah, $1,000 worth of hoodies. God.
So to be in that store and touch a shirt or a hat that Taylor Swift has approved the image of, my goodness, what was that like?
It's truly just so surreal, and the fact that Taylor had like curated all of her merch and stuff like that. Like, it's one of the best merch lines I've ever seen for a tour before, and I've been to a lot of concerts.
Was money no object for you today?
Not at all. What? Taylor tops everything. Money is an object. Taylor Swift is forever.
Okay, here's the question. How much did you spend?
I only spent just under $200. I think it came out to like $186. I bought three items, but I'm coming back on Friday for more for my show.
And how much are you going to tell your parents you spent?
Maybe $100.
Talk to Taylor Swift right now about the experience.
Taylor, it was so organized. I'm so proud of you. I'm so happy for you. You're living your best life, and you have so many fans around you to support you. I'm just looking right now at the line of people who are still waiting and the people who've already walked through buying merch. Like, Toronto fully supports you. We're Toronto forever.
Yes. This is Roz and Mocha Reloaded.
I remember when we broke up the first time, saying this is it, I've had enough. 'Cause like we hadn't seen each other in a month when you said you needed space.
What?
Then you come around again and say, baby, I miss you and I swear I'm gonna change. Trust me, remember how that lasted for a day? I say, I hate you, we break up, you call me, I love you. Ooh, 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 ooh. We called it off.
ever. I'm really gonna miss you picking fights and me falling for it, screaming that I'm right. And you would hide away and find your peace of mind with some indie record that's much cooler than mine. Like ever.
No!
Don't you need me like I need you now? Stay tuned.
I want to go greedy.
All right.
My answer is 1,643.
You're not going to be able to phone Grandma for ages.
You have to wait to call her to tell her you're coming to pick her up.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much.
Kiss 92.5's Needy or Greedy.
$92.
Or tickets chance at up to $5,000. But only if you're able to guess the jackpot amount exactly.
Play weekdays from 8 to 6 and weekends from noon to 4
on KISS 92.5.
The Nissan All-In Clear-Out event is on now, where you can finance select remaining 2024 Kicks from 0.99% or lease from 2.99% for 24 months. Plus, qualified Nissan owners may receive up to $500 in loyalty bonus. Go all-in with the Nissan Kicks and start dreaming of where best-in-class fuel economy can take you. Add impressive cargo capacity for whatever comes your way, and your imagination is officially free to wander. Conditions apply. Quantities limited. See Nissan.ca for details.
Avec une carrière en soins de santé au Nouveau-Brunswick, vous pouvez profiter plus de votre cours, de vos temps libres, de la vie. Visitez emploisantenb.ca. Un message du gouvernement du Nouveau-Brunswick.
Come and get it.
In just 2 minutes, an Oral-B electric toothbrush can change your mind about what a toothbrush can do. In just 2 minutes a day, its dentist-inspired round brush head cleans 100% better than a regular brush. And in less time than the average commercial break, you can get that purifying clean feeling like you just left the dentist. Not bad for just a couple of minutes. Oral-B. Brush like a pro.
Come and get it.
How do you, Subway holiday lover?
I'm dreaming of a turkey sub.
Well, hold on to your chestnuts for Subway's new festive faves meal. A 6-inch turkey sub with cranberry Dijon,
ooh,
crispy potato rings,
ooh,
and 2 red velvet cookies.
Ooh, jingle my bells.
No thank you, but all this delicious and fixins for just $8.99.
Yum, maybe some sugar plums.
No idea what that is. The new festive faves meal, a merry $8.99, only at Subway. At participating Canadian restaurants, extras additional, terms and conditions apply.
By the fireplace.
At Easy Financial, we know that sometimes life can be hard to navigate, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you find yourself in a tight spot and you've been left hanging, Easy Financial is here to help with the money you need when you need it most. Now for a limited time, get 0% interest on the last 6 months of your new loan, starting November 18th. Applying won't impact your credit score. Terms and conditions apply. Visit easyfinancial.com for details.
This Black Friday, Rona is the place to be. Imagine transforming your home into a cozy winter wonderland or finally tackling those DIY projects you've been dreaming about. At Rona, you'll find everything you need, from experts' tools and materials to stylish Christmas decor. And this week, save 25% on all Christmas lights in stock and 40% on Carrara white 12x24 porcelain tile. Don't miss out. These deals won't last long. Conditions apply. Visit your local Rona or shop online at rona.ca.
Experience the new modern Mexicana menu at Mucho Burrito. Like pineapple pork al pastor, tender pork, pineapple salsa, and al pastor sauce with a zesty kick. Get it as a taco trio for only $9.95. Or the bold, smoky flavor of our guajillo grilled chicken in a burrito for only $11.75. Get them all in your choice of burrito bowl or taco. And save room for new churro fries, loaded nachos, and taquitos. The new menu at Mucho Burrito. Love what you eat and love Mucho. Prices may vary by location.
As fall approaches and birds head south, a different kind of bird emerges, the Subaru. While migratory flocks seek warmth, Subaru's symmetrical four-time all-wheel drive keeps drivers soaring through the wild. During the migrating season, Subaru's hunger for adventure grows exponentially, driving the intrigued radio listeners to fall for Subaru at their local Subaru dealerships, experiencing an adventure of their own. So migrate to your local Subaru dealership to book a test drive today.
Discover more value than ever at your independent grocer, like Price Drop. They lower prices every 4 weeks, so you can save more. Shop in-store or online today.
Yeah. This is KISS 92.5,
home of Roz and Mocha,
celebrating mornings for 15 years.
It's cool. You can say that we are nothing, but you know the truth. And guess I'm the fool with their arms out like an
best of the Roz and Mocha Show.
Roz and Mocha.
Reloaded.
Kiss 92.5.
It's Roz and Mocha. Who's this?
Roz is a freaking genius.
Oh, what'd I do? I mean, I know.
Okay.
Well, I follow you and everything, you know? I mean, my phone was dirty and I left it clean.
Okay. Is this a troll? What do you want? What's your name?
No, seriously. My name's Cam.
Cam. Okay.
My phone was dirty and I legitimately just licked it clean.
Yeah, and then you rub it on your jeans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm wearing sweatpants. I wasn't wearing jeans.
Oh, even better, bro. Even better.
Okay, Cam, so as we've established, especially if you've been listening to the Roz and Mocha Show long enough, everybody knows that Roz licks his phone clean.
Yeah.
Also his sunglasses, amongst other things.
Yeah, I don't lick it clean. I lick my phone and then I rub it on my thigh.
Okay.
Yeah. So then it gives it like lubrication. I can just like rub off whatever.
Bro,
Yo.
Yeah.
Okay, dude. Do you know where you called? Like,
yo.
Okay, don't say it that way.
Mr. Cam.
Okay.
It's okay. There's always purpose for it. It's okay, don't worry.
Okay. That's what she said. Okay. Okay, so you feel better that you licked your phone and rubbed it on your pants and now it's clean?
I don't know if I feel better, but definitely the phone does.
Yeah, it works, man. It works.
Does the phone smell, though? Like, do you have coffee breath and then you lick the phone, or you still got morning breath or anything?
I mean, I just brushed my teeth, so it probably smells a more minty than usual, but I think it's okay.
Yeah, see? Right. It's totally fine.
But then, like, you're using the phone, like, with your hands and your fingers to type and stuff. Like,
who cares?
Yeah, it currently is next to my ear.
And then you get that, like, that mouth bacteria spreading everywhere.
No. Yeah, maybe this wasn't the best idea. But
Shut. Bro, you listen, man.
Or the bacteria that was on your phone prior to licking it.
Oh, yeah, that's now inside your body.
They say phones are sometimes dirtier than toilets. Do you get that?
Okay, then, but you put your fingers all over it, Maria.
I Lysol my phone, like, 3 times a day.
Okay. Well, how dirty is Roz's tongue?
Yeah, my tongue's not dirty. And my phone's not dirty. Everything's clean. So is that all you wanted to say, that I'm a genius because I lick my phone?
Yeah, exactly.
No other reason.
No other reason.
Thanks for calling. That's great. That's great.
This is Roz and Mocha Reloaded.
Kiss 92.5.
Two trailer park girls go round the outside, round the outside, round the outside. Two trailer park girls go round the outside, round the outside, round the outside.
Guess who's back?
Shady, this is what I'll give you. A little bit of me mixed with some hard liquor, some vodka that'll jumpstart my heart quicker than a shock when I get shocked at the hospital by the doctor when I'm not cooperating, when I'm rocking a table while he's operating. Hey! You waited this long to stop debating, cause I'm back, I'm on the rag and ovulating. I know that you got a job, Miss Cheney, but your husband's heart problem's complicating. So the FCC won't let me be, or let me be me, so let me see. They try to shut me down on MTV, but it feels so empty without me, so come on and dip, bum on your lips, jump back, jiggle a hip and wiggle a bit and get ready, cause this is about to get heavy, I just settled all my lawsuits, you did it! Now this looks like a job for me, so everybody just follow me, cause we need a little controversy, cause it feels so empty without me. I said this looks like a job for me, so everybody just follow me, cause we need a little controversy, cause it feels so empty without me. Little hellions, kids feeling rebellious, embarrassed, the parents still listen to Elvis. They start feeling like prisoners helpless, cause someone comes along on a mission and yells, a visionary, vision is scary, can start a revolution, polluting the airwaves, a rebel. Notice, let me revel in basking the fact that I got everyone kissing my ass, and it's a disaster, such a catastrophe, for you to see so damn much of my ass, you ask for me, well I'm back, na 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 na. Fix your minutes and I'm tuning in and then I'm gonna enter in and up under your skin like a splinter. The center of attention, back for the winter, I'm interesting. The best thing's investing, investing in your kids' ears and nesting. Testing, attention please. Feel the tension, soon as someone mentions me. Here's my 10 cents, my 2 cents is free. A nuisance, who sent? You sent for me? Now this looks like a job for me, so everybody just follow me. Cause we need a little controversy, cause it feels so empty without me. Just follow me, cause we need a little controversy.
check, kick worse than them little Limp Bizkit. Moby, you could get stomped by Obie. You 36-year-old boy headed stare. You don't know me, you're too old, let go, it's over. Nobody listen to techno, now let's go. Just give me the signal, I'll be there with a whole list full of new insults. I've been no suspenseful with a pencil ever since Prince turned himself into a symbol. But sometimes, man, it just seems everybody only wants to disgust me. So this must mean I'm disgusting. But it's just me, I'm just obscene. Yeah. Though I'm not the first king of controversy, I am the worst thing since Elvis Presley. To do black music so selfishly and use it to get myself wealthy. Hey, there's a concept that works. 20 million other white rappers emerge. But no matter how many fish in the sea, it'll be so empty without me. Now this looks like a job for me. So everybody just follow me.
Roz and Mocha. Kiss. Kiss 92.5.
You're a nice guy, and you're looking for a nice girl to fall for you for a lifetime. But that's not my vibe, I'm just trying to have fun. You say love is blind. But that's just somebody right there, cause I'm looking in your eyes, and they're burning fire. Sex on my mind, and that's what you want. Here, face to face, and we both know the truth. You're calling me bluff, I can't lie like you do. Wish I could tell you that I love you, but I can't. Wish I could call you in the morning, but I can't. Wish I could tell you that I miss you, but I can't. This is not a love song. I get excited when you kiss me like that. Put my body to body like that. Wish I could tell you that I want you more than that. But this is not a love song. Sentimental guy, one of a kind. You really pull, that's hard to find. But that's not my type. You should find your other side. The opposite of your eye. The yin to your yang, the blue to your sky. A kiss in the rain, the melody to your dream. But you should know that's not my thing. If it's a face, and we both know the truth. You call on the bluff, I can't lie like you do. Wish I could tell you that I love you, but I can't. Wish I could call you in the morning, but I can't. Wish I could tell you that I miss you, but I can't. This is not a love song. I get excited when you kiss me like that. When my body jump on you like that. Wish I could tell you that I want you more than that. But this is not a love song. We'll be happy in the end. No more lies, no more lies. This is not. Wish I could tell you that I love you, but I can't. Wish I could call you in the morning, but I can't. Wish I could tell you that I miss you, but I can't. This is not a love song. I get excited when you kiss me like that. Got my body to body like that. Wish I could tell you that I want you more than that. But this is not a love song.
Very best of the Roz and Mocha Show.
Roz and Mocha.
Reloaded.
Kiss 92.5.
Are you keeping up with the show Shrinking on Apple TV?
No, it didn't. Catherine watches it. It didn't make the cut for me. I had to drop a couple shows.
Oh my God. I know.
People love it.
Jason Segel, Harrison Ford. The writing on it is incredible. I had no idea that the show was created, or one of the creators, was Brett Goldstein,
who
plays
again
Roy Kent from Ted Lasso.
Right. Oh,
no idea. This show is amazing. I love it. I watch every episode. every week it comes out. And then Brett Goldstein, spoiler alert, actually it's not because it's in the trailer for season two, but he is a character in season two. I'm not going to say who he is, just in case if there's people out there, you're waiting to like maybe binge all the episodes, right? I think we're like, maybe episode five came out today, five or six.
Does he have an accent in the show or no? That's all I need to know.
No spoilers.
I'm not going to say anything. Yeah.
Okay.
Simply because I forgot.
Oh.
David Mori talking to Brett Goldstein.
Yes, Brett. Oh my God. It is an absolute honor to be talking to you. Big fan.
Thanks.
So obviously some people may not know. I mean, you were there for season one. You created the show. And now we're going to see, without spoiling anything, in season two.
Yes.
A lot of people would want to know how your character in season two compares to Roy Kent.
Completely different. The opposite. In no way like Roy Kent. Mm. Nothing like Roy Kent, except for the eyebrows, perhaps. Even them, less so. It's a very, very different character. It's a much more dramatic part, and a very... I don't know, when are these interviews coming out? I probably can't say much more than that. Just very different.
Very different. Because how many episodes did you watch, Ross?
Oh, of season one? Like three.
Oh, okay. So you have no idea what's going on in the storyline, anything like that. Shem, you watch the show?
I do. Love it.
Maria, do you watch the show?
No.
Maury does.
Yeah, it's very relatable.
Yeah. This is Dan Maury talking to Brett Goldstein.
So the character that you do play, when did you realize that you were going to be playing that role?
We'd written it. I didn't think I was playing it. And we actually started filming episode one, and Jason Segel called me and Bill Lawrence into his trailer, and he was like, Brett should be playing this. Why isn't Brett playing this part? And we were like, huh. And Bill, and he said, think about it overnight. Let's talk in the morning. And then in the morning, Bill sent me a very nice message, basically saying, if you think you can do this, I will support you. I will back you if you think you can do it. And I was like, you know, all right, let's give it a go.
There's Roy Kent. Yeah. By the way, Shrinking on
different.
on Apple TV, starring Jason Segel and Harrison Ford, who both play therapists. And this is basically a show about their relationship with their clients, but also with each other, and then family members as well, and how everything kind of combines and how they all live their lives.
Have any shrinks ever reached out to you and said it's not really like this? ..
I am truly surprised by how many shrinks loved the show. Like, I think we were expecting more divisiveness, but we have actually had... Certainly, to my knowledge, at least, what has been put in front of me is lots of shrinks love it. I think, I hope that we take the therapy seriously enough within the context of a comedy show. There are certainly, I think, yes, there are some playful, fun stuff, but then we also ground it in, there are like rules. It sort of has to be, we believe in therapy, and I think it's an important thing, so we're not... undermining it or denigrating it, you know what I mean?
I don't know. I love the show. If you get a chance, it's on Apple TV. It's called Shrinking, starring Harrison Ford and, oh my God, I just said his name and I completely... Jason Segel. And in season two, Brett Goldstein, who is one of the writers and co-creators. And we thank him for his time on the Roz and Mocha Show.
Roz and Mocha.
Reloaded.
On KISS 92.5.
The very best of the Roz and Mocha Show.
Oh, I leave quite an impression. 5 feet to be exact. You're wondering why half his clothes went missing. My body's where they're at. Now I'm gone, but you're still laying next to me. 1 degree of separation. And if that's true, you'll just have to taste it.
Action pre and post show live from our Taylor Swift studios every afternoon after 4 when she's here.
It's Kiss 92.5.
Taylor's version.
Live from the Rogers Center.
This is one of my favorites.
Thanks to Rogers, proud presenting sponsor of the Eras Tour.
Only a few days left to live and listen to the magic of an Air France rendezvous. It's time to book your rendezvous with Paris, starting at $749, or Barcelona, starting at $859 return, from Toronto, tax included. You can enjoy a glass of champagne however you fly, economy included. Elegance is a journey. Air France. Book by November 18th. Travel from November 1st to December 14th, 2024, and from January 8th to April 30th, 2025. See conditions at airfrance.ca.
Join the circle of life at The Lion King. Don't miss your chance to experience the world's number one musical. The Lion King is one of the most awe-inspiring productions ever brought to life on stage. Feel alive at The Lion King. Now on stage at Toronto's Princess of Wales Theatre. Book at Mervish.com.
This Black Friday, Rona is the place to be. Imagine transforming your home into a cozy winter wonderland or finally tackling those DIY projects you've been dreaming about. At Rona, you'll find everything you need, from experts' tools and materials to stylish Christmas decor. And this week, save 25% on all Christmas lights in stock and 40% on Carrara white 12x24 porcelain tile. Don't miss out. These deals won't last long. Conditions apply. Visit your local Rona or shop online at rona.ca.
Whether it's towing your big toys or hauling gear for the job site, the Toyota Tundra handles it all without breaking a sweat. By the end, you'll be standing there wishing you could high-five that truck. That's what we call being Tundra-struck. It's time to be impressed. It's time to Toyota. Lease a 2024 Tundra 4x4 Crewmax SR from $129 weekly for 40 months at 2.39% with $5,300 down. Visit shoptoyota.ca or your local Ontario Toyota dealer today.
The Waffle Festival is underway at Cora Breakfast and Lunch.
I'll have the peanut caramel waffle, please.
But with 5 new sweet and savory dishes to choose from, it's also a bit of a waffling festival.
Actually, make it a s'more waffle. Wait, the smoked meat waffle sandwich. No. The peanut caramel waffle.
But once you're done waffling, you'll love the waffle you end up ordering. So stop waffling and head to Cora Breakfast and Lunch. Festival ends January 12th.
Wait, the s'mores waffle?
50 or over? Ask your healthcare provider if vaccination for pneumococcal pneumonia with Prevnar 20 is right for you. Visit Prevnar20.ca to learn more. Now publicly funded for eligible Canadians and covered by most insurance plans.
Visit the Dior Ball of Dreams holiday pop-up at Hudson's Bay, Yorkdale. On now until January 6th. Find the perfect gifts for the beauty enthusiast or fragrance lover on your list. Enjoy complimentary beauty consultations, holiday gift wrapping, customizations, and more.
Discover more value at your independent grocer with Fresh Promise. If their produce is not fresh, it's free. Shop now. Conditions apply. See in-store for details.
CKIS-FM is Toronto's KISS 92.5, proudly broadcasting in the traditional territory of the Anishinaabe, the Wendat, the Haudenosaunee peoples, and the Mississaugas of the Credit. This is KISS.
Feeling my way through the darkness, guided by a beating heart. I can't tell where the journey will end, but I know where to start. They tell me I'm too young to understand. They say I'm caught up in a dream. Well, life will pass me by if I don't open up my eyes. So that's fine by me. So wake me up when it's all over. When I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding myself and I didn't know I was lost. So wake me up when it's all over. When I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding myself and I didn't know I was lost. But I only have two hands. Hope I get the chance to travel the world, but I don't have any plans. Wish that I could stay forever this young, not afraid to close my eyes. Life's a game made for everyone, and love is the prize. So wake me up when it's all over.
Best of the Roz and Mocha Show.
Roz and Mocha.
Reloaded.
KISS 92.5.
Yo, Gordon, it's Roz and Mocha.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Good, man. You got the whole squad here. All right, I'm just going to read what you texted, okay?
Sounds good.
Could you start a relationship after finding out you were that person's side piece? Little backstory, I met this girl, been talking to her for a while, then I found out she's got a boyfriend after hooking up. Curious to know everyone's thoughts.
Are they still together?
She says that they're in the middle of breaking up.
So how long had you and this girl been together?
I wouldn't say together, but like probably a month or so, six weeks that we've been.
And where?
At least.
Okay, where'd you guys meet?
On Tinder.
So yeah. She got a boyfriend. She's on Tinder.
Wow, Maury.
And you guys meet. During the times that you've gotten together, any red flags?
No, to be honest, like, she was very persistent, like, trying to plan future dates and things. Like, things that you wouldn't think someone with a partner would be doing.
Yeah.
So you want to know whether or not you should continue the relationship. I think the straight-up answer is no.
Well, hold on. Let's hear him out.
Yeah, like, are you okay with being the side piece?
See, then here's my thing. Like, I think, like, I'm 50-50, to be honest. Like, I think if she was honest, it wouldn't bother me so much. Like, you wouldn't quit a job without a new one. Mm-hmm. I get it, but I just think that she could have been honest.
Yeah. Oftentimes when somebody's like, oh, we're in the process of breaking up, like, is she married or is this guy her boyfriend?
No, they're just like boyfriend and girlfriend. They don't live together or anything.
There's no process of breaking up. She hasn't broken up with him. There's no process to that. I don't love you anymore and I want to be with other people.
Also, how do you know, Gordon, that you're not one of many side pieces?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, again, if you're cool with it, like, I don't know.
Like, but I think that where this all goes wrong for you, dude, is that if she breaks up with him and you don't move into pole position, you know, you don't get to be the boyfriend.
Yeah, I think I'd be okay with that. I guess I gotta figure out what I
life's too short.
Yeah.
So hold on.
That's exactly what I think.
You don't necessarily, you're not like looking for a girlfriend. You just want her to be honest and you still just like want to fool around.
Exactly. Like, I think we could have some fun. I'm not looking for a wife.
Right.
How old are you?
I am 35, but I'm also divorced. Like, this would be my first relationship since being divorced.
So are you now feeling guilty, though, because you're the side piece and there's some guy out there that doesn't know you're the side piece? Does that play into this at all?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. I feel bad for Buddy.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Guys are so different what they say.
Find you a next one, man.
Yeah, I guess I can just move on. Is this easy to find this one?
Yeah, but okay. Oh, yeah. it's a different world when you're talking about dudes, huh, Maria?
Yeah, this is blowing my mind.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's
I feel like I'm in the long locker room.
Yeah, it's just a casual thing, right? It's like you're not going to get your heart broken if she says, I don't want to see you anymore.
Exactly.
Right? But things, I'm imagining you have fun with her.
Yeah, like, it's not that I put time and effort into it. It's just that, like, I thought we got along. We have fun.
Yeah.
I'm not looking for a wife, but at the same time, like, I don't want to ruin someone else's life.
Yeah.
Is she always available when you need her? That's how you can find out if there's other side
pieces.
Yeah,
so that's the thing. Like, I could call her right now.
Yeah.
And she'd be here.
Let's do that.
Oh, hey.
Wow. Okay. Hey.
That
I think
sounds
this
like,
works because of what you want. But if you wanted something more, this would be like, absolutely get out of it. You know?
Yeah.
I think it works because I think you want it casual.
But so you have no interest though in becoming her boyfriend?
Not really.
Yeah. Okay, so then
I answer my own question. Like, when I close my eyes, so I think she's the one.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, not there.
Okay, so you wouldn't even mind if you were the boyfriend and then she had another side piece?
No, probably not.
Okay, there we go. All right, this is modern love, everybody. This is what modern love looks like.
No, this is not what I know. No.
Why couldn't you ask her and then you can all go for dinner?
There you go. All right. Thanks, Gord. Where do you live? You listen to the show from where?
Vancouver.
Oh, okay. Big up to everyone in Vancouver. Appreciate you. Thank you. I hope that helped. I don't know if it did or not. Gave you some clarity or whatever.
I don't feel so bad anymore.
All right, bud. Between Roz and Mocha, who's your favorite?
Oh, I'm sticking with Roz.
Oh, pump. Cool, man.
Yes. All right, Gordon. Peace out, man.
Thank you.
Have a good day, guys.
This is Roz and Mocha Reloaded.
Kiss 92.5.
Time stood still. Just like a photograph you made me feel, like this will last forever looking in your eyes. I see my whole life. Oh, they say you know it, but you know it, I don't know. Promise that you hold me close, don't let me go.
Feeling like I'm safe for once. I give you the world, I'll take. on Kiss 92.5.
My God, I found the funniest piece of audio.
Okay, here we go.
I could not wait to share with you guys today. Oh. So, this mom, she's in California, and she's driving her kids, okay? Mm-hmm. She's got one of her sons in the passenger seat. Her other two are in the back seat.
Ages, roughly?
The oldest one that's sitting in the passenger seat, he looks like maybe 17.
Oh, okay, 18. Okay, okay.
The one she's talking to.
Yes.
Looks like maybe 15, 14 years old.
Okay.
And the other one, don't know because he's the one that's filming everything going
gotcha.
On.
Gotcha. All right.
So then. It's daytime. They're driving down the street and the mom is telling the son, the 14, 15-year-old, mm-hmm. that's who she's talking to in this video, that he's got to be home at a certain time after she drops him off at their destination.
Be home at 7.
You're lucky you even going, DJ. Don't be asking me why you have to be home by 7. You're lucky you're even going.
7, though?
7 o'clock. 7 o'clock. All
Devin,
you're trying to
tell
do-
her I'm going
to
be home by 7,
Devin,
bro.
You can't tell me
7.
7 o'clock. All he's trying to do is go chase booty. I already know what this
what?
Is about. The plan has changed 30 times since he asked me, can he go to his friend's house? I know what it is, DJ. You at that age, and the only thing you're trying to do is chase booty.
I'm not chasing no buns.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. I done been through this.
He just want to go play video games with his friends, yeah, play okay. bad NCAA.
Okay. This is my fourth time raising a son. I done been through this 3 times already. I know what the signs of chasing booty look like.
What's the signs?
What are you doing? Trying to get out the house. Damn near begging to get out the damn house. I know what the signs are. Your brother did it. You did it. Your brother under you did it. And now he's doing it. I know the signs. I done been here.
That's
stealing my car. Let's not talk about when you used to steal my car.
Damn, you used to steal the car? Yeah,
they all used to steal my car.
I just steal the car to go get groceries.
Yeah, okay.
Nothing else.
You ain't come home with no groceries.
Exactly. Exactly. When Domo was stealing my car, he came home with some, but it wasn't groceries. It was too much.
I am crying. That is amazing.
Yeah. I know chasing booty when I see chasing booty.
Yes. This is Roz and Mocha Reloaded.
We were good. We were cold. Kind of dream that can't be sold. We were right till we weren't. Built a home and watched it burn. I didn't wanna leave you. I didn't wanna lie. Started to cry, but then remembered I can buy myself flowers. Write my name in the sand. Talk to myself for hours. Say things you don't. Talk to myself.
92.5.
Home of the Roz and Mocha Show.
Celebrating mornings for 15 years.
Okay.
All is quiet in the city of Toronto.
Nothing going on.
Absolutely nothing happening. Parking lots are all wide open if you need to park somewhere downtown.
Nothing at all going on.
Nope, city is quiet. Yep. Tourism is down. Hotel rooms and Airbnbs are readily available. Restaurants are not booked.
Oh my God, what a mess. Holy.
Traffic is going to be mint.
Moore, you live like right next to Rogers Center.
Nothing has, so what I was told, nothing's happened yet, but I'm told if you live in that area, get home before 2. They're closing the streets from 2 to midnight.
Get home before, people work.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, well, work for, so Matthew changed his entire work schedule. To ensure that he...
That he's home before 2? It's like we have zombies,
but,
right?
Yeah, yeah. Yo, this is the... It's the purge. They're giving us a curfew because the purge is going to happen.
Our property manager is staying home all week.
My God.
Isn't there like a vacant unit like in the entire condo that they could stay in?
No, they don't do that in our building.
Oh, shoot.
You should rent out your couch.
Bro, great
well,
idea.
I'm on it.
True.
Oh, facts. You should sit upright.
Yeah, sorry, yes, you're right.
Sleep upright.
Yes, sitting positions only. You, well, could, I could, you could sell 2 spots.
I could sleep on the chaise.
Yeah.
Bro, somebody you could rent out your floor. You could rent out the floor.
That's amazing, my God.
I saw a while ago, there was a story, I think it was on BlogTO, that someone, it's such a Brampton thing, too.
Yeah.
It was in Brampton, that they were renting out. For like international students.
Yeah. Those poor students. Man.
I know. Jesus. It was like a one, they said, living space.
Yeah.
Bro, you know what they did?
What?
They set up a mat, it looked like just a mattress.
Yeah.
And a little side table.
Yeah.
Inside of the bathroom.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Hey,
well, you don't have to go far if you gotta go.
Yeah.
No, inside, that's like not right.
Like, come on. Yeah,
that's
no,
not right.
It's rough out there. It's rough out there. But
anyway,
Taylor
Swift is going down today, night one. She's probably not even in the city yet.
Well, I mean, there are photos that say she is.
Really, I am?
I don't know if that's real, but I've seen photos. Like,
so what
lines,
are the photos, though?
Lines of SUVs outside a hotel. That could be anyone.
True.
Well, Travis Barker's here in Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think he has all those cars.
Interesting.
Hmm.
We'll get some great stuff later in the show before 7. Damn it, Maury managed to sneak his way into Rogers Center. To see the stage and talk to the people building the stage. I don't want to know how you snuck in. I ain't getting in trouble for that, man.
Crack in the wall.
That's what
you're so thin. It's like a little mouse.
Is that what happened?
Yeah.
You're like a cat?
Yeah.
Or it's like how mice get into your in your home, like through the eavesdrop and stuff.
I know, through a hole the size of a pea. Right? Is that how you got in? Through the hole the size of a pea?
Shimmy my way.
Yeah, you should just tell people that. Yo, how'd you get in here? Hole the size of a pea, brother. Yeah. Right?
Kiss 92.5.
Home of the Roz and Mocha Show.
Celebrate mornings.